Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, cause they hate it, baby, living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Yes. Y'all like it when I do it like that, don't you? I know y'all out there shining on them, man, because they hate it, baby. Yes. And why do I tell you? Oh, my gosh. And I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise and shining on them because they hate it, baby. First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh, my gosh, God's so thorough and so wise. Yes, he is. And what's the second reason why y'all are out there, you know, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do? Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. Listen here. And you got to be thorough. And you got to be wise, baby, if you are out there listening to me. Because this is Just a Touch of J. And y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Alright, so look. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. I was about to go ahead and drop a dime on y'all. But before I do, I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes. Y'all need this work too. And why do I tell the haters hi, y'all? For those of y'all who don't know and you're new to the Just a Touch of J experience, or you do know, you know, I just got to recap. Sometimes the haters, they come around when they see you shining bright like a diamond. You know what I mean? And they like, hold on, what's going on? What's going on over here? Somebody over here shining on them, doing something. What's going on? Things is changing. Things is rearranging. And they come on over and they peeking, you know. They peek and they like, wait a minute, what's up? And you know, what happens is that they start listening, you know, and they get this work. Because what did God say? I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, baby. They got to watch you eat. When they come around, it's for them too. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to say hi, haters. I'm here to put it out there in pieces for you too. All right? So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Got to skate on over there, right? Have y'all been going over to My Name Is O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? I hope you have. Because I've been telling you to check out the Just a Touch of J app. Yes, mama been putting it out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all go ahead and do that, because I done dropped some work for y'all. The last 7 days have been amazing, and y'all got to go ahead and check that out. And you know what else? Before I go ahead and give mama and all these guys out here this work, yes, baby, before I go ahead and put that work out there for y'all, I got to say thank you. I got to tell y'all thank you. Yes. Y'all got me rocking. I'm talking about like 200 places worldwide now. Now, first it was like 110, 120. Look, I don't know what y'all out there doing. I know what God's doing, and he putting it out there in pieces for you. So thank you for accepting it, for loving it. The whole Just a Touch of J experience, man. Y'all are so thorough. Thank you for your love, your support, your calls, your emails, all of that. Just thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. All right? Now, look. Mama got you this wisdom and this knowledge. But before I go ahead and do that, I almost forgot to tell you to go on over to Making Love in V's Kitchen. And Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen. Yeah, the Cookbook of Love. Check that out, because you know, new foods be coming. New foods coming. Yeah, it's gonna be coming to you. And I just dropped some goodness out there too. And y'all be able to get the recipes and also click on the link. Ooh, y'all might be able to get some stuff straight delivered to you. Oh my gosh. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, so look, let me go on over to where I need to go at, because mama got to give you this wisdom and this knowledge. So look, I'm doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. You know, say my prayer and all that. And God lay something on my heart, child. Drop something right in my spirit. Bow! And I'm like this. What you gonna hear me talk to him about today? And you know what he said? Noah. And I started thinking. And y'all know what happens when I start thinking. I said, oh my gosh, what you want me to tell him? And you know what he said? He said, I need you to tell him about how I went ahead and I gave Noah these visions, okay, and these instructions. And when Noah went ahead and put it out there in pieces for him, nobody didn't believe him. And how they can't worry about that because the rain is coming, okay? Because they need this work too, okay? And if they just listen to what it is that I tell them to do, everything going to be okay because I'm going to go ahead and give them the proper instructions and directions. All they got to do is listen to me. So I said, oh my gosh, Lord. Then he started laying stuff on me about how my life was going. And he said, you know, like with you. And I'm like this, all right, God, like what, you know? So I'm like, here we go. You always got to give me something. He started telling me, like, you know how your life was. You know, your life was a little jacked up, and I gave you these instructions and these visions, and you played with them a little bit because you didn't believe me. But then you said, you know what? This is what God's word says. You know, write the vision down. Make it plain, okay? Let them know about it. That's what he said. That's what the word says. It says, it may tarry, but it's going to come, okay? And you know, I said, you know what? Okay, let me go ahead and try this out. You know, so I went ahead, I tried it out, and then it started working for me. And it was specific instructions, okay? You're going to have to, you know, I always tell y'all this, the Justin Touches J app, and it's going to be green and black, and it's going to go like this, and the J's going to go here. And you're going to work out, you're going to lose weight. You know, I was telling y'all, I lost 60 pounds. No, child, I lost 70 altogether. Yes, this is just a touch of J, baby, okay? God said I was going to lose weight, and I did that too. They said, you're going to do the fitness company thing, and you know, I did that, and that's kind of stopped that. Then I went back. But he been telling me, you know, work on it, you know, and that's coming along. You know, and then Making Love in V's Kitchen, he told me, you know, you got to do this with Making Love in V's Kitchen, and Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen. It's a cookbook of love, but you're going to dedicate that to your grandmom. And you know, he been putting it out there in pieces for me. And this is the way that your life has got to go. You got to go ahead and you got to follow these steps. And I'm like, I don't know. And you know, he's telling me who this person going to be in your life and who this person is to you and all of that. And I'm like, you know, he said, you know, you got to go ahead. You got to put that out there in pieces for him. Tell him how I did that for you. And how when you went ahead and started to follow my instructions, how your life progressed. So I said, okay, look. And then he told me to tell y'all this. The ass show. Are y'all out there going through that too? Huh? Okay, so look, let me go ahead and break this down for you. So Noah, right? Story in the Bible. You know, y'all know, basically, everybody knows Noah in the ark. God told him, build this ark, right? He said, I need you to go ahead, put it out there in pieces for him. I need you to go ahead. I need you to do this thing. You got to go ahead and build this ark for me, right? So I'm pretty sure Noah's like, wait a minute, hold on. What's going on? What you mean? You know, build what? Like, what is it that I'm really supposed to do? Okay. So he told Noah, right? He said, take 7 pairs of these animals, you know, clean animals, you know, males and his mate, and pairs of animals, you know, that are not clean. You know, he told me specifically, you understand what I'm saying? Like he told me with my app, and he's probably out there telling y'all to do stuff specifically. Okay. And then he told him too, he said, because this is going to keep the offspring alive. Okay, so he was real specific when he told him that. Yeah, child, listen, God is specific. He also told him too, a flood was coming. All right, now look, okay. He said, you got to go ahead and you got to get, you know, 2 by 2. Males, females, okay. He told him all that, right? Y'all listening, right? Very, very specific, okay. He told him what to do as far as his family was concerned. Okay, get your wife, get your sons, get their wives. Really, really specific. Like he told me, you know, fitness stuff, all that type of stuff. He's out there telling y'all too to do these things specifically. Specifically. Exactly what you need to do. Y'all out there experiencing that? Because, you know, God laid on my heart. He said, some of them out there, and I'm telling them what to do, and they ain't listening. Because everything else lines up to look like it's impossible and it's not going to work. Now listen here, let mama go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? I got to put this out there in pieces for you. Now look, the word impossible has possible in it. The word can has can in it. I already even told you this. So if you really are getting this, you know, intuition, this thing, you know, you believe God laying things on your heart. Specifically, it got to be done this way. This is going to happen like this. Okay? You got to listen. You got to listen. You can't be out here acting like you don't know. Come on now. This is just a touch of Jack. Y'all know I done put a lot out there in pieces for y'all. You got to do what it is that he's telling you to do, because he's telling you to do it specifically for a reason. Right? So sometimes we struggle with it. And he said, you know, y'all ain't out here doing what it is that I'm telling you to do. So I'm here telling you, somebody needs to hear it. This is for somebody. Okay? Because he wants somebody to put it out there in pieces for you. I don't know what it is that you're not doing that he's telling you to do. Start the barbershop. I don't know who that's for. Start the business. I don't know who that's for. Write the book. Finish the book. You don't want to school and got this degree and they ain't using it because you scared. Oh, Lord. Then look, this one right here. Your mate. God done told you who your mate was. He done showed you. He done showed you who you supposed to be with. Lord, he done showed. This is the one right here that I done made for you. But you like, I don't know. Because I don't got myself together. I don't know. This might not work out because this right here and that. Look, y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. Okay. I'm talking to myself just like I'm talking to y'all. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay? You know. Okay. You know. You know what's supposed to be going on. God done showed you enough where you know. Okay? That job you on, you know you ain't supposed to be there no more. Lord have mercy. You like, God done showed you. Look, this is what you got to do specifically. You must do this way. And you like, I don't know. You know, you kind of like doubting him. I'm pretty sure Noah was like kind of like, you want me to do what? Because he told him what to do specifically. You got to build it this way. Okay? This is the way that it has to be done. Okay? This is the dimension size of the room. It needs to be like this. I mean, he put it out there in pieces for him correctly. Just like he doing for y'all. I'm pretty sure Noah was like, no, but okay, I'm going to listen. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to go ahead and he wants you to listen. Look, I ain't out here trying to do no preaching and none of that. I'm just telling you from what I know. Okay? Look, I tell you all the time, this is just a touch of J. I know something. And y'all out here listening to me because I do know something. I know something. I know what happens when you listen to what God tell you to do and you do it. I done seen it. Look, let me drop a dime on y'all. Sometimes 12 hours a day is spent on marketing alone. Now you say 12 hours, that's a lot of marketing. Okay, yeah. And I done seen the fruits of my labor. Okay, we've seen the fruits of the labor where my podcast has went up in numbers. I mean, 3,000, 4,000 plays a day, sometimes more. We've seen things increase when we went and did and put it out there in pieces the way God said, go ahead, put it out there in pieces. When he laid it on my heart and I said, nope, it got to go this way. This is the way it needs to be done. I've seen it happen. I'm just telling you what I know. Okay, because that's what he's telling me to tell y'all. Y'all got to go ahead and do it the way that he's telling you to do it. Some of y'all out there, y'all in school, my young ones, you just going to school because your parents want you to go to school, but really you want to be an artist and you don't want to go to school to be a doctor. Come on now. You got to do what God's telling you to do. All right? Now listen. So Noah, skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, right? He did what he told him to do. And you know what happened? All the right things. All the right things, right? But in the midst of it, we got to talk about this. Because God wants me to tell you all this because this is what's stopping a lot of it from happening, okay? He said, you got to let my people know this. They need to know this, Jay. I said, oh my God, okay, God. Let me go ahead and tell y'all what it is. The naysayers are going to come up. The disbelievers, they're going to come up. The haters, they're going to come up. They're going to come up. Okay? And they're going to come because to them, you building this big old ark like Noah. Don't make no sense. What the heck are you doing? Okay? That's how they looking at y'all. What the heck you over here doing? Could you imagine Noah? Just think about this. He's building this ark and he's telling them like, you know, things is coming. You know, something coming. God told me to do it. You know, and they... Could you imagine? So they're going to come up against y'all the same way. But God said you can't worry about it. Just do what he's telling you to do. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't run away from it. Don't shy away from it. Don't think it's not right. Do what it is that you know that you believe that he's telling you to do. It's going to be okay. That's what he's saying. It's going to be okay. But they are going to come up against you. You want to know why? Because people can't understand the vision that God gave you because he did not give it to them. He gave it to you. Okay? Here's some examples. The first car. You think that people believed in the first car? What the heck is this? What you over here building? For real? We rock with horses and other animals. Okay? Think about this. You're telling me that we're going to have this car that's going to have wheel. What is a wheel? Okay? And it's going to be fueled by this and it's going to do this. Okay? Come on now. Come on now. Electricity. For real. It's going to power this and it's going to do that. You got to be crazy. I'm pretty sure that people were looked at crazy when they were doing things. Okay? That God gave them the vision to do. You understand what I'm saying? What's something else, y'all? How to filter water. You know? Water filtration. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to clean this way. Sure you are. Facebook. Facebook alone. What is a Facebook? Where did Facebook come from? Instagram. Where did that come from? First of all, the internet alone. We're going to have something that's called Wi-Fi. And it's just going to come through the airwaves. Y'all remember y'all used to have to plug your phone up? Come on now. God's telling me to tell y'all about cell phones now. You know what? You used to have to plug your phone up. Hold on, let me go back. You used to have to plug your phone up to get the internet connection. Okay? God said, don't miss that part. I got to put that part out there in pieces for y'all. Remember that. Remember, we used to have to plug it up into the wall, through the phone, to get a connection. Ain't nobody know nothing about no Wi-Fi, something going through the airwaves. Come on now. But he gave somebody an idea. He told them what to do specifically, and they did it. Come on now. Let's talk about cell phones. Yeah, come on. Did y'all know that y'all was going to be on the phone video chatting, looking at people, calling on FaceTime and all that? Y'all ain't booked. If somebody would have told you, God told me and he gave me a vision about it's going to be called FaceTime because your face is going to be on it and it's going to be in real time and y'all going to be able to talk to each other through the phone. Come on. If somebody had told you that, you'd have been looking at them crazy too, for real. And when is this going to happen? 2000 and what? We was just partying like it was 1999. We in 2020. The year 2020 vision. And this is just a touch of day, baby. God told me to put this out there in peace for y'all because y'all ain't in this 2020 vision. He is giving you specifically what you need to do. The instructions. And you're like, nah, I don't think so. And some people are coming up against you. And they like, for real, you going to do that? Sure. Because they can't believe the vision that God gave you. So look, this is just a touch of day, right? So I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Follow. You can't worry about them. God wants me to tell you specifically, stop. Because what you're doing is that you're going over. Oh my gosh, God is speaking. You're going over to the right and the left and you in the back and the front. You want to know why? Because the enemy wants you to doubt what God told you. If he gets you to doubt what God told you, you won't believe it and you won't go ahead and fulfill the dream, the glory, whatever it is that you're supposed to fulfill in life. You understand what I'm saying? If he gets you to doubt it, then you won't believe in yourself. So he's going to send naysayers. Sometimes it's going to look like it's impossible. Just remember, his word says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am God. Is there anything too hard for me? Some of y'all are out there under attack. Like, you're like, damn, every time I try, it just don't work. Remember when I did the podcast, Life is Hard? I did so many of them. I think it's like four out there now. It's hard because it's supposed to be. That's why it's so hard. You remember that one? Because sometimes life is hard because it's supposed to be. But you know what we do? We give up on it. We quit on it. People come up against us. We don't fight for it. And God gave us specific instructions, specifically. this is the way it's supposed to go. Do it this way. This is who you're supposed to be with. This is how it's supposed to be done. And he's telling me to tell y'all that you're out there struggling with it and you got to get it together, because all you're going to do is keep going in a circle and in a circle and in a circle. Because listen here, if he told you to do it and he gave you specific instructions, you think he's going to stop? You think he's going to, that's his will to be done. Do you think it's going to stop? No, he's going to make sure that you put it out there in pieces for him the right way. So you're going to keep on going on and keep going. Just do what he told you to do. Stop reincarnating yourself. Stop trying to do it this way to see if it works over here. Stop trying to do it that way to see if it works over there. Don't. Just do what it is that he's telling you to do. Trust me, I know. Your life is going to be amazing. Look, y'all, this is just such a J, baby. My life is amazing. Okay? When I tell you that, all type of stuff be coming up against me. I'll be like, man, please, I ain't sweating it. And sometimes things get to me. Yeah, they do. And they will get to you, too. They will. But you just got to remember, man, trouble don't last always. Remember, I tell you, you thorough and you wise. Don't let nobody make you think that you ain't thorough and wise. Don't make yourself think you ain't thorough and wise. If God gave you a vision and a plan for your life, you're supposed to be a doctor. You're going to be the first person who opens up this. Go for it. Do what it is that you're supposed to do. He's going to guide you. He's going to guide you. He wouldn't give you, thank you, God. He would not give you a vision and a plan for your life that he didn't think that you could fulfill. He wouldn't. He wants you to do it for a reason. All right, so look. You're going to have your naysayers. You're going to have your people that's going to come up against you. This vision, because the enemy does not want you to believe what God said. That's it. He don't want you to believe it, because if he does get you to not believe it, you won't go forth with it, and it won't happen. Okay? It won't happen. It's going to happen regardless. That's what you need to understand, because God gave it to you. But it's going to be hard. You know. It's going to be issues with it and stuff like that. Just give in. Just give in. Give in to what he gave you to give to the world. You know, you might be stopping generational curses in your family. You know, you have no idea what the purpose is and the call is on your life. But if you are getting these intuitions and these things that are coming up, and God is actually really, you believe in him, and you know that, no, this is something ain't right. This is not a coincidence. It has to be. You know, like, you know, but you just scared. You really don't know, but listen, you just got to just do it the way that he's telling you to do it. Just like Noah did. It rained. Remember that. It flooded. It came. The same way that what you have, okay, that God has given you. He's giving you this intuition. Noah did exactly what God told him to do, and it came. You understand it? The rain, it came. It flooded. It came. Your blessing, your reward, everything that it is that God has put out there for you to do, the vision that he gave you, if you do what he tells you to do, it's going to come. Let me go back to my vision board. You will reap a harvest if you faint not. Google it. Look it up. It's God's word. He tells you, yo, I am not mocked. You will reap what you sow. Sow it so you can reap it. All right. Now, look, this is just a touch of J, baby. I just tried to put that out there in peace for you. He told me I had to let y'all know that. So, look, just understand it's coming. I don't know who it's for. Okay? I don't know. I don't know who it's for, but it's coming. It's coming. And you need to prepare yourself for it. You need to get yourself together. You need to go ahead and do what it is that he's telling you to do. He's been giving you specific instructions. This word is for me, not just for y'all. Specific instructions. This is just a touch of J. I got to put this out there in pieces for you, baby. I got to do what it is that I'm supposed to do, too. Because, look, I'm trying to be like Noah, okay? And they're going to look at you, right, after you build that ark and it rains. Because the rain going to come. And when I tell you the rain gonna come, it's gonna pour down. God says, I'm gonna open up the windows of heaven where it's gonna rain so much with these blessings that you ain't even gonna be able to contain it. They gonna know you shining on them. And they gonna hate it, baby. They're going to be like, that got to be God. Something, what's going on over here? You understand what I'm saying? Just do what it is that he's telling you to do. Okay, stop making it hard. It don't got to be hard. It's real easy. All right? It's going to come. Just like the rain came. Just remember that. It came. It rained. They doubted. But it still rained. It still rained. They doubt. They like, that's just for a season. That's just going to be this. It's going to be that. No, it's not. It's going to be exactly what God told you it's going to be. Believe in him. Believe in yourself. It's going to come. It's going to rain. All right? It's going to rain. Come on, man. It's going to rain. It rained for Noah. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. So, look, mama got to go ahead and do what it is that she do, that she do, that she do. I know you got that. And if you didn't call in, you know, we talk about it. You know, I got a whole bunch of calls and stuff and things that we putting out there in pieces for y'all, these responses about all type of stuff. Child, we got the passing of my man, you know, Cole. We got all that discussion. Okay, we got Nipsey Hussle stuff still. You know, we got put out there in pieces for y'all. We got Love Doctor series stuff. You know, the discussions on some of those topics. Yeah, child, we got the Russell Wilson, the comment creeping Saturday one that I did. Was it Sierra's prayer or was it his prayer? We got a whole bunch of discussion on that. Yeah, it's coming. Do you get that when I tell you something coming? It be coming. You know, God said just put it out there in pieces for him, baby. And that's what you got to do too. It's going to come. You see it. You see it. You can't deny it. You see it. And this is just a touch of J, baby. God just wanted me to put that out there in pieces for you. All right? So look, what do I tell y'all? What do I tell y'all? I tell y'all this all the time. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And don't make yourself feel that way. Okay? Shine on them, of course, because they hate it, baby. All right? And they supposed to hate it. Okay? And you know what else? Spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of J. How do y'all want me to end this today, huh? What do y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to do? I've been doing this lately. My sexy Barry White, Janet Jackson voice. Y'all ready? Hold on, let me not laugh. Let me get together. Hold it with me. Ooh, child. Who is this? All right, wait a minute. Who is this? Wait, that ain't right. That was kind of corny. Hold on, wait. Let me do it. Let me try again. Hold on. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this, baby? This is just a touch of J. Yeah. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay? So till next time, man, y'all gotta get this. God is really giving y'all stuff, visions, plans, goals for your life, putting it out there in the atmosphere. Yeah, the universe bringing it to you, right? And you ain't really focused on it. You're kind of like doubting a little bit. I don't know. Is it real? Is it God? Is it me? I don't know what's going on. And he's specifically telling you, do it like this. This is what it's supposed to be. This is who you're supposed to be with. This is the job that you're supposed to have. This is the job you're not supposed to have. This is the circle that you're supposed to have. These are the people you shouldn't have in your circle. This is what you should be doing. This is what you shouldn't be doing. Specifically. He's putting it out there in pieces for you. And you got your naysayers and your people coming up. And all of this stuff is happening because the enemy does not want you to believe in you. Yeah, in the fact that you could do something. And the fact that God gave you something to do out here. So if he can get you to doubt yourself, the plan won't work. And you got to pay attention to that. Like I said, I don't know who this is for. But God told me to tell you, baby, you got to put it out there in pieces for him. Because he's putting it out there in pieces for you. It's going to come. Just like it did with Noah. The rain came. It's going to come. Believe in you. Believe in what God's telling you to do. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. All right? Shout out to Beat Break Radio, Reach One Communications, Spotify, Pandora, Anchor, iTunes. Oh, my gosh. Who else? iHeartRadio. Everybody. 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 Everybody that's, like, you know, rocking with your girl. Okay? Make sure y'all check out the Song of the Week, Inspirational Tuesdays. Yeah, the new food that comes out. Throwback Thursdays. All on the Just a Touch of J app. All right? I'm out of here. Just had to put that out there in pieces for you. I love my babies! Can't wait to talk to you again. All right? Bye-bye. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. Look, I had to come back out here and put some more out there in pieces for you, baby. Yes, honey. Let me tell y'all what happened, okay? So I'm going ahead and I'm listening to the podcast because I got some messages that came through. And they were like, oh my God, I love this podcast. This one right here, you know, it just did something for me. Okay, so shout out to everybody that hit me up and liked it, okay? So I said, you know what, let me go ahead and listen to this thing. Child, I started listening to the one, the Be Like No One, that I just recorded. Y'all listening to the second part of it. Honey, God is not playing with y'all out here. So look, I said, oh my gosh, I got to put some more out there in pieces for y'all, okay? Just in case maybe you didn't get it, you know, you got a little struggle with it or something. Because I got to make sure that you understand this. And the parts that I got to make sure that you understand this is that if you really do get this vision, okay, you're getting this vision, you're getting this wisdom, you're getting this knowledge that God is laying on your heart. You believe it. You like, look, I believe in God, child. I'm rocking with you. Or I believe in the universe. Something is coming out and it's telling me that I need to go forth with this plan. I feel it. I feel it. You know, you can't get past it. It's something telling you. Something is telling you, like, I must do this. You know specifically how you are supposed to do it, but you're doing opposite of it. Look, God told me to come back here and tell y'all again, please do exactly what he's telling you to do. Your life is going to be amazing if you do it. I keep trying to tell you my life is amazing. Not perfect, but amazing. Okay, and if you go ahead and just follow these instructions, man, your life is going to be amazing too. Why? Because it's going to rain just the way that it rained with Noah. See, it rained, it poured, it flooded. Come on. Jesus, God, he giving me that wisdom for y'all right now. It rained, it poured, it flooded. Do you understand that? He said, do what it is that I'm telling you to do. I'm going to open up the windows of heavens. Blessings are going to come. You ain't even going to know how to receive it. All you got to do is what I'm telling you to do. But like I said, the naysayers, they coming up against y'all. You know, some of y'all getting laughed at, you getting clowned at. Oh my gosh, yes, God wants me to let you know this. Your family, they ain't even supporting you. Been there for you the whole time. All of a sudden, now that you're trying to pursue your goals, your dreams, you ain't getting no type of love. None. They talking about you behind your back. You know it. You can feel it. You know what's going on. Don't worry about it. God has to show them too who he is. He has to show them who you are, how thorough you are. I'm trying to tell y'all out here, y'all are thorough and wise, okay? Some of y'all got spouses and mates and loved ones, people that you really care about. They doubting. Stop worrying about that. I know it may hurt when somebody don't even see you for who you are. It may hurt, yeah, but they're not supposed to see it. The vision is for you. Thank you, God. The vision is for you. If it was for them, he would have gave it to them. But he know they can't fulfill the vision. He had to give it to you. You want to know why? Because you thorough and you wise. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for y'all because he told me to come back and tell y'all this goodness. Y'all got to get this. Stop worrying about that. The naysayers, the people who don't believe in you, all of that. You're turning around in too many circles because you're focused on that. And you can't focus on that because the enemy wants you to focus on that. So you're not focusing on the will of God, on what you're supposed to do. You understand what I'm saying? You're not focusing on what you're supposed to do. You're focusing on something else. And what happens is that when you focus on something else, you fall. You understand what I'm saying? You fall. You give up. You quit. You don't believe in you. You don't believe that this can't work. This can't happen because you let people get in your head. You have to watch your circle. You have to watch the people that you are around. And you have to go forth. God going to show. Sometimes you got to let God show people. Listen here. I let God show people every day. Y'all see it? This is just a touch of J, baby. Google it. Please. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for y'all. Come on now. He letting them see it every day with me. No matter how much they turn away, no matter how much they hate, no matter how much they do all that. I didn't have people hit me up like, yo, you've changed. And I said, because I'm walking in what God told me to walk in. I didn't have people come up to me like, why don't you do this no more? And I'm like, because that's not the call on my life. I got to do what God's telling me to do. Because you know what's going to happen? I'm going to reap what I sow. Okay? You know what you get when you listen to what God tells you to do? Child, this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. I ain't trying to push no religion. I ain't trying to do nothing. But if you believe and you subscribe to the book and you know that something is out there and telling you that you got to do what it is that you are supposed to do. You got specific instructions. I mean, like, do it this way, do it that way. If you just do it, it will work. It will work. But y'all out here, y'all don't want to do that. You want to live in fear? You want to live in bondage? Come on now, in bondage. Acting like you happy when you know you're not happy because you ain't doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And that's why it's so hard, baby. Look, y'all better go ahead and listen to them episodes that I done put out there, okay? Doing what it is that you're supposed to do, and that's why it's so hard. Let me break that down for you real quick. Then I'm going to go ahead and skate on up out of here, okay? Listen, sometimes in life, we got these things to come up. And when we are supposed to do these things, all right, you listening? They could be hard, okay? They could be hard. You know, you're like, daggone, this is really, really hard. Because it's supposed to be, as in it's supposed to be something that's going to flourish. That's why it's hard. Everything ain't easy. Sometimes you got to work at it because you learn things through working at it. You learn patience. You learn forgiveness. Come on. You learn about hard work, ethics, okay? Morals, values. You learn about these things, all right? Now, sometimes it's hard, okay? Because it's supposed to be. That's why it's so hard. Like, it's supposed to be. So the enemy's coming up against you because it's supposed to be something. And you are supposed to go ahead and put this thing out there in pieces for him. So it's just going to just be hard. Things are going to come up against you. You understand what I'm saying? This is just a touch of that, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. You can make it hard too because you're not doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And God is like, look, be like Noah so it can rain on you. So it can flood on you. Be like Noah. I got you. You know, there's a part in the Bible when they talk about that story with Noah where it says God shut the door. Oh my gosh. Do you understand that when he shuts the door, that nobody can open it? Do you understand that he's controlling, opening and closing the door? If you just do what he tells you to do. He the one that's going to bless you. I don't care if you're doing it on social media and you ain't getting no likes. I don't care if you ain't getting no love and support from nobody. Can't nobody stop the blessing that he got on your life. Do you get that? I don't care if they being rude to you, being ignorant to you. It doesn't matter. Nobody can stop it because he controls the door. Read it. Read the story. It says that he closed the door. He opens and he closes them for you. All right? Now look. This is just a touch of that, baby. I just tried to put that out there in pieces for you again. If you didn't understand, I hope you got it. I hope you got it. Y'all got to be like Noah, man, so it can rain. It's going to rain regardless. But you got to do it the way that God's telling you to do it. So it can rain the right way. You know, so you can get that wisdom and that knowledge and that work. So you can put it out there in pieces for him. So you can do what it is that you're supposed to do. Don't worry about it if it's hard, all right? So look, I'm skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left. You know, about to go ahead and do what it is that I do and live this fabulous life. Oh my gosh, I love my life. You understand what I'm saying? I love my life.
And that's why I can come on here and tell y'all, I don't got a problem with being real. I don't got a problem with not being fake. You know, with being, I'm not going to be fake. You understand what I'm saying? I'm coming out here. I'm giving y'all that wisdom and that knowledge. I'm spitting that wisdom, dropping a dime on you. Okay? And God is just blessing my life. Y'all going to see it. Continue to watch. Make sure you pay close attention to everything that I do. Because this is just a touch of J, baby. God got to show you something through me. You know, he going to put it out there in pieces for you. Watch. All right. So look, I'm up out of here. How do y'all want me to end this today? What y'all want me to do? How y'all want me to end this? You want me to go ahead? You want mama to drop a dime on you like this? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? Oh my gosh, baby. Yes. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So how do I end it all the time? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. And don't do it to yourself. Please don't. We in the year 2020. Get your vision straight. Please don't be doing what you're doing. In 2016, 17, 18, 19, you still doing the same thing you were doing then? Something's really wrong with you because your life should be changing by now. You got to work on you, okay? What else do I tell y'all? Spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way. It's all about the love that we spread, okay? It is, at the end of the day. It covers a multitude, okay? Get out your feelings and spread love, all right? Because that's how you're going to flourish, okay? And the last thing I tell y'all is to shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yeah, they hate it, and they supposed to hate it, all right? So look, I'm up out of here. I don't got to, you know, recap no nothing. Just do what it is God's telling you to do. Please, Shell. Because he done had me put it out here in pieces for y'all. And he's not playing. Y'all not listening, he said. You know? And I need y'all to listen. Pay attention to me. All right? Until next time, I love my babies. Oh, my God. Love y'all. I'm about to go ahead and look at this Sarah Jakes. Yeah. I got to keep my spirit filled because God's doing things. And my life is amazing, and I love it. Ah! Yeah. All right. Till next time. Holla at your girl. I love y'all. Bye-bye.